ओम शांति। बिलवेड बाप दादास, ऑल डबल पुरुषार्थी, बिलवेड सोल्स, शाइनिंग स्टार्स, एज बाबा सेड इन लास्ट मुरली, सो टुडे वी हैव गैदर्ड हियर टू नो मोर अबाउट ब्रह्मा बाबा एंड हाउ ब्रह्मा बाबा बिकेम शिव बाबाज इंस्ट्रूमेंट एंड हाउ ब्रह्मा बाबा फॉलोड शिव बाबाज श्रीमत फॉर ईच एंड एवरी मोमेंट ऑफ हिज लाइफ। व्हेन आई वॉज 10 ईयर्स ओल्ड आई केम इन टू दिस नॉलेज through my neighbor, I got the information about Brahma Kumaris. And first time when I met Brahma Baba, it was the railway station of Mumbai, Bombay. So Baba's daughter-in-law, Brijendra Dadi, was our teacher that time at the center. So Brijendra Dadi took me along with her to meet Brahma Baba, to receive Brahma Baba when Baba had come from Abu to Mumbai. So at the railway station when I saw first time. So Baba's footsteps, today's topic is that what type of footsteps Brahma Baba followed of Shiv Baba, correct? So in practical life, whenever and how many times I met Baba, I will narrate or I will give you experience that how was Brahma Baba and in what way he was following Shiv Baba Srimad. So practical footsteps I will narrate in front of you. So when I saw him at the railway station, what I felt, Baba was so loving, so smiling, and he waved his handkerchief, you know. He was standing at the entrance door of the compartment. So he waved his handkerchief and we also responded him with love. And we met him that time. So the feelings, inner feelings of Brahma Baba to meet us and our inner feelings to meet him at first instance when I met him, when I saw him, it was full of love. And like this, several times I got opportunity to meet him, to receive him at the railway station also. Then Baba was staying and for some days, for sometimes for months in Mumbai. So we used to listen Shiv Baba's Murli directly from Brahma Baba, through Brahma Baba. And when we were listening directly the Murli, we were experiencing that how Brahma Baba was instrument of Shiv Baba. He was totally surrendered to Shiv Baba. And his all organs were totally surrendered to Shiv Baba. So his mouth organ was used by Shiv Baba to utter the divine verses. And when we were listening to Murli, what I was experiencing, as soon as the first word Baba was uttering, sweet children. As soon as Baba was uttering sweet word, the word sweet, we were experiencing sweetness. We were experiencing coolness, we were experiencing self-transformation. Our emotions were getting cooled down. Our emotions were becoming sweet. So Supreme Teacher Shiv Baba, uttering the word sweet children, along with that the feeling of sweetness was passing on from Shiv Baba through Brahma Baba's organ to us. So what is the footstep here of Brahma Baba? What did he follow Shiv Baba? When Shiv Baba was uttering the word sweet children, there was no interference of Brahma Baba's soul. No interference. It means Brahma Baba's soul was also likewise becoming sweet. And we were also, we, all those who were sitting there in front of Shiv Baba to listen Baba's murli, we were experiencing sweetness. Can you see such type of teacher in any university who utters the word sweetness and all students become sweet? Their emotions get transformed. Have you seen? So this is what I am telling you, that how Brahma Baba was surrendered. His intellect was surrendered. His emotions were surrendered. His all physical organs were surrendered. Now, through this, I would like to explain you that how was Brahma Baba. I saw in him 100% love for Shiv Baba. Brahma Baba loved Shiv Baba completely. So love for the God in him was that deep, deep, that Brahma Baba was totally tuned up, was totally mingled, was totally along with Shiv Baba. So we have to see the Brahma Baba and we have to follow the Brahma Baba. How Brahma Baba 100% loved Shiv Baba, liked Shiv Baba in all the situations, in all the circumstances, in all the odds, in all the obstacles, whatever came, Brahma Baba's love for Shiv Baba never was shaken. Never. So from this, what can we realize? That Brahma Baba realized Godfather Shiv Baba to a greater extent. Shiv Baba chose him, selected him, and Brahma Baba also realized the God and loved the God to the full extent. Do we have that love for Shiv Baba? Do we have that much love for Shiv Baba? We have to check ourselves. How Brahma Baba loved Shiv Baba. Whenever anybody was coming to meet Baba, those days Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba were giving the love, divine love. So Baba's love for Shiv Baba, liking for Shiv Baba, I would say wonderful. So those days, we were given the love, divine love, by Bap Dada, by Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba, in the form of Baba was giving us, making us to sit in his lap. How the parents make the child sitting in the lap. Similarly, we were also going in the lap of Brahma Baba. That time, Brahma Baba never had a feeling of his costume. He was telling, child, do you remember Shiv Baba? You are coming in the lap of whom? Whose lap? You have come to meet whom? Because Brahma Baba himself was also that time remembering Shiv Baba, and Shiv Baba was entering in his body frequently, you know. Because Shiv Baba was in this physical world that time to do his re-establishment task. So Shiv Baba was often coming to Brahma Baba's body. So Brahma Baba remembering Shiv Baba, and Shiv Baba sitting in his forehead and giving us drashti, giving us love, hugging us and giving us experience of bodiless stage. What was the parental love? What was the nature of the parental love? Are you following what I mean? What I am explaining to you? All of you are following? This subtle language, this spiritual love, this spiritual sustenance, this spiritual experience. And this was the truth that Godfather himself sitting in the forehead of Brahma Baba meeting us. But that time what we were experiencing? Bodiless stage. All these physical organs were becoming light. Because Supreme Soul was seeing the soul. When we were going to meet him, Supreme Soul was meeting and seeing the soul. So God was seeing us only as a spirit, only as a sparkling star. Can you realize this meeting? How the Godfather was meeting through Brahma Baba. And this way Brahma Baba was, even when Shiv Baba was meeting us through his physical costume, Brahma Baba was surrendered. His no physical interference, in him no physical awareness, but the soul was meeting Supreme Soul. And that divinity which I experience from the drashti, from the vision, from the love, from that bodiless stage, from that divine experience, from Bab Dada. How Brahma Baba became this way, surrendered, instrumental to Shiv Baba. So when we sit in Baba's remembrance, when we serve others, we also should have, what is the footstep of Baba to follow here by this incident? What is the understanding we have to accept with this illustration, example which I gave? That how Shiv Baba can enter us, and through this eye organ, through this mouth organ, through this physical costume, Bab Dada can serve others. This is the footstep. This is the Srimat we have to accept and follow from Bab Dada. And now you all are Baba's Sankalp Vanshavali. Yes? Avyakta Vanshavali. We were Mukha Vanshavali. We were called as Mukha Vanshavali, because through mouth organs we were born. And when Brahma Baba became avyakta, incorporeal, since then you all through his sankalp shakti, you all are realizing Baba Dada. Another thing which I noticed in Baba, Brahma Baba surrendered all his property to the God. You must have heard this in the history, Yajna history. Now, whatever was surrendered to Shiv Baba, he never had worry in his mind. Oh, I have surrendered everything. What will happen to me in my old age? No. So Brahma Baba had full faith, full determination upon the Godfather Shiv Baba. That I have given my hand to Shiv Baba. I am following Srimad of Shiv Baba. I am listening and obeying the ordinance of the Godfather Shiv Baba. He was carefree emperor. Carefree emperor. This is the connection of the Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba. So intimacy between these two souls, which we saw. Intimacy between the two souls. Full faith. Their hearts were coincided. Brahma Baba's heart and Shiv Baba's heart. In the heart, there was no disturbance. In the heart, there was no sorrow. In the heart, there was no worry. But love, love, faith, faith and faith Brahma Baba had upon Shiv Baba. In front of him, whatever situations came, of his Laukik family also, even that time also, Brahma Baba never took any decision based on opinion of his own mind. No. His daughter became widow. His son also wanted to do business. Whatever it is. But Brahma Baba took the advice of Shiv Baba, and then whatever decision was given by Shiv Baba, he implemented that. Means nothing is mine. Everything is of Shiv Baba. Many times when financial crisis come, person lose the values. Values become weak. But Brahma Baba's inner values, spiritual values, divine values never became weak. In any situation. Because no attachment. So what we have to follow? If attachment is there, then we will have worry, we will have question, and our faith will get shaken. Instead of that, Brahma Baba's faith was completely unshakable. So we have to have that type of connection with the Supreme Godfather. I give you one more illustration. One sister in one of the city in India, she has developed the relation with Shiv Baba of a child and mother. So that type of loveful relation she has with Shiv Baba. Once what happened? That sister was just walking in the market and she had a purse in her hand. And while walking, someone snatched away the purse. She commanded to Shiv Baba, "You are my child, go and bring the purse back." You may wonder, but yes, it has happened. And she asked Shiva Baba, go, you are my child. Bring the purse. And really Baba helped her. She was not educated lady. But she was educated in the loveful relation with Shiva Baba, the soul. The soul had that type of intimacy with Shiva Baba, and that person who has snatched the purse just went little ahead and fell down. And he fell down, and meanwhile that purse which that person has snatched away was taken away back, and that BK mother, that BK sister got back. How the Shiva Baba helps. So to that sister, to that mother also, the purse was given back because of that type of emotional, loveful connection with the Shiva Baba. So you can imagine that child had a connection, loveful relation with Shiva Baba and got success. Then Brahma Baba, who has surrendered and who became instrument for re-establishment of the paradise, you can imagine what degree of love Brahma Baba must be having with Shiva Baba and what degree of love Shiva Baba must be having with Brahma Baba. Can you imagine? Yes? So, this way we have to learn from Brahma Baba's practical life, that how Brahma Baba behaved, experienced Shiva Baba for each and every moment of his life. Another incident or another Baba's footstep, we can say, Baba was egoless. Brahma Baba was completely egoless. He had so much renouncement. He renounced everything. He renounced all the bodily attachments, bodily relations, bodily property, but never had ego of leaving, renouncing. Even he renounced the ego of renouncement. Tyag ka bhi tyag. He had that type of egolessness stage. Whenever in yagya some fruits were coming, someone giving or whatever, Baba himself was taking those fruits, sorting them, keeping them at proper place, cleaning them, preserving them by his own hand. You can imagine, once upon a time he was a jeweler and his jewelry was sold in palace of kings and nawabs. And now preserving, looking after the fruits, my children will come and I will offer them the fruit. He was taking care of each and everything. Simplest task also he did. But this is called egolessness. His age was, when Baba entered his body, 60, correct? And thereafter, once, some repair work and some maintenance work was there in the well. Well, you understand? W-E-L-L, where water is stored. Well. So, well is deep, correct? Now you can understand Baba's age was what? So, all other Brahma Kumar brothers said, Baba, you don't go inside the well. We will do. We are your children. So, due to his age, they were denying, stopping Baba, don't enter the well. Whatever repairing work or whatever we have to do, we will do because we are young. No. First Baba will do. And at old age, nowadays, any old person, if asked to go and enter into the well, what he will say? Is this my age? You are asking me to repair the well at this age? No. How was the Baba spirit? What footstep we have to follow? What we can learn from Brahma Baba's this type of action? He never had body consciousness. I am old. He had inner power, willpower, spirit. Even to do the task of repairing or maintaining or doing something inside the well. Got it? So that spirit, how Shri Baba selected this soul, that at this age also, his Sato Pradhan, golden age sanskar, and his soul world sanskars got emerged. Living in confluence age, but Brahma Baba's those sanskars, when he has came on the earth in golden age, those purest sanskars got emerged. And when his purest sanskars got emerged, that's why Brahma Baba at this age was also completely egolessness, bodilessness, and he was able to do so many tasks, or I would say 24 hours he used his each and every second for establishing the golden age, to assist, to become helpful to Godfather Shiv Baba. So how the God has selected him and how he became instrument to God by using his every second. So his corporeal life, in the corporeal body, we saw in Brahma Baba that his all actions, whether those actions were mental, whether those actions were verbal, whether those actions were physical. So Mansa, Vacha, Karmana, all three levels, Brahma Baba's each and every second was fruitful, was useful, was towards the golden age, towards the purity, to establish the purity. You all have seen in Pandav Bhavan Baba's remembrance, Tower of Peace, Tower of Knowledge, Tower of Purity, Tower of Might. Why this type of symbol is given to Brahma Baba's remembrance? Why? How we can follow Brahma Baba? What are his footsteps? Answer lies with this remembrance. Can you tell me why this type of Tower of Peace is made in his remembrance? Pardon me? To remind us of his greatness, what he did. So tower means highest. Tower means unshakable. Tower means becoming founder. Correct? When big lights are displayed, they are also on the big long iron rod, right? And from a higher level, the lights are flowing to show the way. Similarly, Brahma Baba on this earth became on such a higher stage, highest, not even higher I would say, highest stage, he stood in the stage of silence. Peace. What is that peace? One day morning in Pandav Bhavan, history hall, I was sitting on the floor and Brahma Baba was sitting on the sandal, this type of sitting, okay? Baba was doing yoga, giving us yoga drishti. I was just front of Baba. What is peace? I have experienced that peace from Baba's yoga. I'm sharing with you. That time pin drop silence was there in yoga, Amrit Villa yoga. What was that pin drop silence? No organs noise. When soul is detached from all organs of the body, no movement, no inner voice of any organs, which is called the stage of dead silence. And from the forehead of the Baba, the light was spreading. Power. So these physical organs were totally and the soul was getting power from Shiva Baba. Soul was radiating the which was purifying the souls sitting in front of him. And when the souls become purified, what they will feel? Tell me. What is the result of the purity? Peace. Correct? Okay? So why in his remembrance, Shiv Baba has given him the title of Tower of Peace. So in Pandav Bhavan, this area where Brahma Baba's remembrance is there, Tower of Peace, inside, when you sit inside, there are currents, C-U-R-R-E-N-T-S, currents of those peace, of those purity, of those knowledge, of those might. Because in his living life, Brahma Baba accumulated peace, purity, light, might, bliss, happiness, determination, all the virtues, all the powers. And as his body was cremated there, so all his physical organs were also, that body was cremated. So those five elements through which the body is made, those five elements were cremated there. So those five elements plus the soul, Brahma Baba's soul and the five, both are radiating there, spreading there, these spiritual powers, spiritual virtues. And so whenever we sit there on this earth, which is the purest place, on this earth, which is the purest place, the soul who is nearest, how is Brahma Baba? Nearest, closest, is completely close to Shiva Baba. No other religion fathers are that much close to Shiv Baba, how much is the Brahma Baba? Because in no religion father's body Shiv Baba entered, but Brahma Baba entered. And Brahma Baba purified his all mental, means his thought power, his intellectual power, his physical power, is all the costume fully purified through Shiv Baba. And that's why, so tower gives the light. If you go to any ocean, there is a lighthouse, no, you show. So lighthouse gives the direction, in which direction the ship has to go. Similarly, on this earth, this tower of peace, tower of might, tower of bliss, tower of knowledge, Brahma Baba, Brahma Baba. And as in his angelic body, now also Brahma Baba is becoming the lighthouse, giving us the direction. In yesterday's, Sunday's Murli also Baba said, no, I have a unique TV through which I see if any my child is in trouble, if any my child is in shaking stage, then I get the signal and immediately I send my angelic children to help them. So sometimes our dadis, our didis, we get them, we get the sustenance, we get the help from them, we get the cooperation from them. So lighthouse is at the highest place, and from that angelic world, Brahma Baba now also giving us shelter, giving us protection. So what we have to follow? From this, what we have to follow? How can I also become highest, on a higher stage of peace, of love, of bliss, of might, of purity, of knowledge, of happiness? How I can also go ahead like him? Now, for this, how Brahma Baba became tower? How he became tower? He purified these five elements. What was his tapasya? What was his purusharth? What was his study? He purified these physical organs. And I give you illustration of my own life. Amritvela, after yoga in history hall, when yoga was over, Baba silently walked out of the history hall. And we all, few children were there that time, those days. I am talking to you about 65. I am talking to you of the year 1965. I came into Gyan in 1962. So in 65, after Amritvela Yoga, Baba came out walking silently of the history hall, and we all were following him. And Baba reached to the gate, entrance door of Pandav Bhavan. Okay? From history hall to Pandav. Baba stood there, like this, putting his arms behind, and Baba stood. I was standing next to Baba, here only. Baba is here and I was standing there. I was taking drashti of Baba. I was looking totally to Baba. Like me, all children were looking to him. Baba saw me and Baba put his arm, his hand on my head, like this, you know. Like this, when Baba did, I felt purity, current of purity. So his this body was totally purified. These physical five elements in this birth. What was spread it when he did this? It was not only emotions came, it was power, current of purity. Baba, this is. And that current entered into my body fully, you know, from top to bottom. Touch. Through touch, what did he give me? You understand? So what we have to follow to Baba? In what way we have to follow to Baba? We have to purify this, because these physical organs are impure. So although he was in family before Shiv Baba entered, correct? He was in family. But when Shiv Baba entered his body, Baba took his body as instrument, how much he has purified? You imagine? You imagine? Mama was virgin. Mama was not married. But Baba was married, having children. But Baba had pious body. How much purity he imbibed from Shiv Baba? Pious body. Got it? The world server, the instrument to establish paradise, and the new world which will be there, where completely purity will be there. So founder father, Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba, you can understand from this my own example which I felt from Baba, that much purity. So you can understand that how much degree of purity he has transformed himself. No sign of impurity, no sign of old life, no remembrance, no consciousness of previous birth. And that's why all became soul conscious. All became soul conscious. Baba became soul conscious. Brahma Baba became 100% soul conscious. And his sanskars of soul consciousness emerged. Of the first birth. So we have to also go back to our first birth of Satyug, Golden Age. And we can also purify ourselves. So these are the footsteps of Baba, which I saw, I experienced in my life. I'm sharing with you. And we can also reach to that tower of purity, tower of might. Let us now sit in Baba's remembrance.